Hi there, Stanford. This is Jesse Gilbert from Berkeley. I did not go to Cal. This is Jesse Gilbert, aka General Hakan. So, just back, I'll make this audio quick. So, you understand the reality of consumer products and technology and law and war. You understand that the Holocaust was very real and that car companies like Mercedes kind of got their start from slave labor in factories, and that when you buy one of those Mercedes or BMWs, you're buying a brand that was engineered through actual warfare strategy, as in slaves and people being shot. You are smart enough to understand that, right? Tell me, you are smart enough to understand that when you spend $85,000 on a mid-level Mercedes, you are buying a candy-coated consumer product that got its origins in World War II, extreme conflict involving high-stress technological innovations, including things like nuclear bombs. Tell me there's a few people at Stanford that aren't just more white trash, obese, ignorant Americans. Like, you can send an email and just say, like, yeah. So I know I'm not in the Twilight Zone alone here. So, look, the comparison between Mercedes, BMW, Tesla, and Wowels is not even close, okay? They're obsolete. I mean, they're not obsolete, but, you know, this is automotive branding. Nobody wants to give me credit because I'm a dirty kike or something. I don't know what the reason is, if it's racism. They don't want to acknowledge that a Semitic technology designer can create, a beautiful thing. Something more beautiful. The wolf and the owl, even Adolf Hitler would love to fly around in a wolf in an owl craft. And if he was alive, I would definitely welcome him as a customer and or client with a K. Adolf Hitler liked wolves. He hated sheeple. And you know what? I don't necessarily blame the guy 100%. Same with Mussolini. Mussolini was not a dumb guy. I won't even tell you the book he read. You'll have to pay me to learn about what Mussolini and I have in common in terms of favorite authors. But I will tell you that Mussolini knew a good investment in education when he saw it. And we'll leave it at that. So, yeah, Italian cars, German cars came out of warfare strategy from the early 20th century. And people like Hitler and Mussolini were not necessarily 100% wrong to do what they did. And this involves beautiful things for beautiful people who like luxury travel and who may want to fly around outer space. And Wowels makes it all possible. So I'll try to wrap this up and keep this short. I don't want to, I know this is a lot to unpack, right? That's the term people use these days. Let me unpack it. I don't have the bandwidth for this. You know, Americans, they don't have the bandwidth to understand, like, intellectual property law means money, even if it's a domain name. They don't understand that a domain name is an intergalactic enforceable asset, meaning that ICANN and internet, microwave communications can span the length of the universe at the speed of light, and that your ownership of a brand like domain name is just kind of important, okay? It's like, I hope I don't have to explain this over and over again, what legally enforceable assets mean. Like, digital real estate is worth more than potentially entire continents of physical real estate, complete with buildings. Speaking of buildings, we also have the super intelligent cities you can invest in. Super intelligent cities murder smart cities for economic value. If you want the truth about next generation cities with artificial intelligence, you'll want to learn that people are murdered over the politics of urban planning. I don't know if you read about that journalist Khashoggi getting killed in like Saudi Arabia, but it just might have had something to do with the politics and reporting and economics of those giant, futuristic, eco-friendly cities. So I'll leave it at that, and I'll just give you a link to the page below where there's more information about super intelligent cities. These are the most awesome architectural designs that are also inspired by Mongolian yurt technology. Yeah, like the yurts up at Stanford Sierra Camp on Fallen Leaf Lake. Leonardo da Vinci, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. The super intelligent city skyscraper models are the ultimate in simplicity, with the CC center control pillar, meaning a giant pillar in the middle of the skyrise, is what manages all the electricity and logistics. Yeah, it's way cooler than anything on the market, and you can also make a fortune on that if you aren't completely bigoted or whatever your issue is. So you have my contact email for any of our products. Be in contact if you want to participate. If not, I don't care. Get fucked. You know, you have a dead-end career if you think you're going to make a penny in law. It's a dead-end field. Artificial intelligence rendered it obsolete. And that's that. Have a good one. Have an awful one. I don't give a fuck about you.